government, everyone was in the pledge.
The United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decision of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Shirley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Dwayne Chatten.
Here.
Dan Ravelet.
Here.
Brian Groves.
Here.
And Scott Brown.
Here.
Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question?
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Ravelet.
Yes.
Brian Groves.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Next is the approval minutes from September 26th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to approve the minutes as presented.
Shirley Rose.
Here. Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Ravelet.
Yes.
Brian Groves.
Yes.
Minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petition for morals from Monsters. Mayor and Dan Ravelet, Dwayne Chatten, and myself attended the IAC conference.
What's your name? Matt?
And Sharon Meek attended the IAC conference last week in Prince Lick. Had some good meetings. Most of us have minutes on proceedings. If anybody would like to read them, we have them. So. Anything else? Now we'll move to committee chair reports.
I don't know if it's a committee chair report, but we've got our ordinances, this nice little stack of light reading that I had the privilege of going through to make sure that things were added and taken out, and everything seems okay. So you can seal of approval on it. I guess I drew the smallest stick, so everything seems to be good.
Good deal.
Report of city officers.
Hello, Sunny Pink staff, Fire Chief, Vincent's Fire Department. Just wanted to announce that this week is Fire Prevention Week, National Fire Prevention Week. We are doing things within the schools, and last week we had the Casey program in town, which they did a Jeff Owens, retired firefighter from Indianapolis, did a program for all BCSC, not all third, fourth, and fifth graders. That was what the administration wanted to do it for. And then we did a program for all of the grade school kids at Leger Elementary. Very good program, and we hope to extend it next year. We already have him booked for 2 days next Fire Prevention Week. But I just want to make everybody aware that this week is Fire Prevention Week.
Objectors, smoke detectors.
Absolutely. That's the theme this year, is to check the date on your smoke detector and your smoke detector batteries. Smoke detectors are not supposed to be over 10 years old, and if anybody needs help within our jurisdiction, all they have to do is call the fire department, help with the battery, help with checking the date, and we will be happy to come out and assist them with anything that they need pertaining to their smoke detector. Okay, thank you.
Chief, I just want to say thanks for doing that. Some of the kids that they were just super excited about that program. They really, really loved it, and they're still talking about it. So we're, as the Vincent School Corporation, we're very appreciative of what you've done. So
thank you. And it was not easy to plan, but it was more than worth it, well worth it. And yes, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
No other reports, we'll move to old business. First up is ordinance 3926, an ordinance adopting amendments to Knox County zoning ordinance for the first reading on September the 12th.
Make motion to have second reading on ordinance 3926.
Second.
Motion by President Gross, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading on ordinance 3926.
Ordinance number 39-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance, omitting sections 1, 2, and 3.
Discussion?
Members, the note in the package, the transmittal notice from the Knox County Area Plan Commission, the commission does recommend that this property be rezoned.
No discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 3926 passes by a vote of seven to zero.
Make motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 3926.
Second.
Motion by President Gross, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading on ordinance 3926.
Ordinance number 39-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance, omitting sections 1, 2, and 3.
Any discussion?
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 3926 passes by a vote of seven to zero. Next is ordinance 4126, additional appropriation ordinance, an amount of $40,000 from EDIC, first reading on September 26th.
Mr. Mayor, let the minutes show that we did have a public hearing today at 6 o'clock on ordinance 41-2016, ordinance 42-2016, and the 2017 budget. And there was no one to speak for or against it. Now make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 41-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Gross, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 41-2016.
Ordinance 41-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from fund number 351-001-300.000 in the amount of $40,000, omitting section 2.
Discussion?
What do you say, huh?
I shouldn't say so.
Okay.
That was the money that had been in a line item, but it had to be...
It was budgeted.
Yeah, budgeted, but we kept it in line item, so that's why it never did this.
They had to have their own fund, and so we moved it over to their own fund, and it had to be appropriated. So it's no new money, it's just giving them permission to spend it.
Question?
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 41-2016 passes by a vote of seven to zero.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 41-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Gross, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading on ordinance 41-2016.
Ordinance 41-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, fund number 351-001-300.000, unsafe building expenses. The amount requested was $40,000, as well as the amount appropriated, omitting section 2.
Question?
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 41-2016 passes by a vote of seven to zero. Next up is ordinance 42-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, an amount of $20,000 from EDIC, first reading on September 26th.
Make a motion to have a second reading on ordinance 42-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westphal, to have second reading of ordinance 42-2016.
Ordinance 42-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from edit fund number 444 to fire department slash overtime. The amount requested and appropriated was $20,000, omitting section two.
Discussion?
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 42-2016 passes by a vote of seven to zero.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 42-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westphal, to have third and final reading of ordinance 42-2016.
Ordinance 42-2016, additional appropriation ordinance. Fund name from edit fund number 444 to fire department slash overtime. The amount requested and appropriated, $20,000, omitting section two.
Discussion?
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 42-2016 passes by a vote of seven to zero. Next is ordinance 43-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance. The first reading was September 26th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 43-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westphal, to have second reading of ordinance 43-2016.
Ordinance number 43-2016, an ordinance of the Common Council of Vincennes, Indiana, amending the zoning of real estate in Vincennes, Knox County, Indiana, omitting sections one, two, and three.
Discussion?
Members, to note, we also have a transmittal notice from Knox County Area Plan Commission. The Plan Commission does recommend adoption of the ordinance. They did put a couple of contingencies in their motion. One is that this would be contingent upon funding of the project and sale of the property, and also stipulation that will have occurred by March 1st, 2017. So I would make a motion that we amend our ordinance to include those stipulations that are adopted, our approvals contingent upon funding the project, sale of the property, and this will be resolved by March 1st, 2017. And I would just mention that the reason they do that is when you have conditions that haven't been completed, they do not want to zone the property and then have something happen where the sale doesn't take place, and then you have to come back and rezone the property for its present use. So this would resolve that issue. So I guess that is a motion to include the contingencies as adopted by the Area Plan Commission.
Andy Mizak and Palmer. The contingencies, we will find out about our funding by March 1st of 2017. The sale of the property will not happen until, I don't have an exact date on that, until closing, which would happen probably in November of 2017.
So would you rather it be amended to November or even December of 2017?
Yeah, December would be fine. For both of those items. Funding will know on March 1st, but the sale of property will not happen until the end of.
And Councilman Chatten, that's just a contingency put in so that they don't have to continue to go back and forth, is that correct?
Well, if we didn't have a contingency and this transaction didn't take place and Robinson's wanted to continue to use the green elevator, they would have to come back.
Right, so it's not as that status.
It would have that whole scenario.
One second.
But I amend that to November, one second?
December.
Or December?
December.
December.
Okay.
One second, Dan. Okay, do we need to take a vote on that and amend it first?
Yes.
Okay, and most by Council Chatham, second by Council Westfall, to amend your ordinance to include the December 27th and 27th. Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dan Revlon?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
By vote of 7-0, we will add the December 27th numbers to this ordinance for that 2017, December 27th. Okay. Now the discussion on the second reading.
You have anything else for us, Andy?
I don't think so. Andy, I have a question.
Sure.
And you may not know the answer. What now is the tax revenue on that property as it sits?
I believe it's about $9,000.
And compared to what it would be fully occupied?
I don't have those exact numbers, but I know Clark's Crossing is about $15,000, something like that.
So at least what it's bringing in now?
At least what it's bringing in now, yes.
Andy, in a nutshell?
Plus we have the affordable units and we have the market rate units.
And then after the 15 years, it would be full market value, right?
Correct.
And business space too, correct?
And the two retail spaces.
And we need to mention that there'll be 22 other properties that we will build structures on, and right now they're basically either tax on front of their...
I think...
They're vacant or...
When we look at the project, that's the one that kind of gets, you know, forgotten because you've got this nice project here right on the river, you know, it changes a lot of things downtown, but you, like behind, you've got those 22 spaces, which completely changes a lot of the landscape here throughout the city. Vincent's not just one spot.
Right.
And those were houses, if I remember, that you were looking at $80,000 to $100,000. Is that correct? Like, I mean, about that range?
Construct, yes.
Yes.
But there'll be three bedroom, two bath.
Three bedroom, two bath, similar to what we did in Washington.
Right across from Lena Dunn, correct?
Correct.
So with this project, there'll be more property taxes than probably we'll receive in that.
And have you had any issues filling the other buildings that you've done like this?
No. I've looked at those numbers. We have, in the six properties we have 218 units, and we have four vacancies.
And you have a waiting list currently?
Right, a waiting list on each one, yes.
The thing that I like the most about this, Andy, is, you know, over the past year we've talked about really getting people to start living downtown, really infuse Main Street, really build that up, and that solves a problem that we've talked about. And then we've also talked about more affordable housing throughout the city itself, not just in one area. This is that back part of the plan that kind of gets forgotten because, hey, the big shiny structure, look at this, and you forget about the other things that are there. So to kind of put this all together, I think it's, you know, a game changer for the city of Vincennes, and after seeing all the other work that you've been involved in, you know, close up with Clark's Crossing and getting to see, you know, just the beginnings of the schools, how those are going, I'm excited about this, and I thank you for putting in this hard work to be able to give us an opportunity to have a chance at this.
Thank you. And you'll see, you said, if we have where the light elimination sites are, I've been doing this for a long time, 25, 30 years. We do this in Terre Haute, and when you come in a neighborhood and you put a brand new home, you'll see the other surrounding homeowners paint their house, fix things up, clean things up, and you'll see the whole area start to change. And if we do that all over the city, in these light elimination sites, you'll start to see that happen. I'm very excited about it also.
Any other discussion?
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dan Revlon?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 43-2016 passes by vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third final reading of ordinance 43-2016.
Second.
Most by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, we have third reading of ordinance 43-2016.
Ordinance number 43-2016, an ordinance of the Common Council of Vincennes, Indiana, amending the zoning of real estate in Vincennes, Knox County, Indiana, omitting sections 1, 2, and 3 with the amendment of the contingencies listed earlier.
Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Abalat.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Third final reading of ordinance 42-2016 passed by a vote of 7-0.
On the next ordinance 44, for $17,241, I'm asking to wait until next time because I didn't see that one in the paper. So we must have missed the deadline. So if we could wait.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Then we'll move on to ordinance 45-2016. Ordinance authorizing additions and general obligation bonds for the purpose funds to pay for acquisition of service equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on account of the issuance of bonds. First reading is September 26.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 45-2016.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading ordinance 45-2016.
Bond ordinance number 45-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for the acquisition of certain equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on account of the issuance of the bonds, omitting sections 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Just so you know, that is the police cars and street department. Any discussion?
Just a reminder, you know, it has no effect on taxpayers of Vincennes, so that's positive. And we discussed last time that we would continue to do this program, kind of roll it over every 5 years. We would look at what vehicles we need to do, not just in the police department, but also in the street department, what we needed to hit. And also, like our concerns with the debt limit, we also talked that we've got other ways, if an emergency were to happen, that we wouldn't handcuff the City of Vincennes in a bad position in that. So I just wanted to kind of remind and have that on the record because those were kind of the big issues that we did discuss with this.
Any other discussion?
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Abalat.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 45-2016 passed by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third title, final reading on 45-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, the third and final reading of ordinance 45-2016.
Bond ordinance number 45-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for the acquisition of certain equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on account of the issuance of the bonds, omitting sections 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Abalat.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
We're in final reading of ordinance 45-2016 passed by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 46-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of fire equipment general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for acquisition of certain fire equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection with and on account of the issuance of bonds.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 46-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 46-2016.
Bond ordinance number 46-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of fire equipment general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for the acquisition of certain fire equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on account of the issuance of the bonds, omitting sections 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dan Abalat.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 46-2016 passed by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 46-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 46-2016.
Bond ordinance number 46-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of fire equipment general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for the acquisition of certain fire equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on account of the issuance of bonds, omitting sections 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Discussion?
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
And Brian Grove?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 46-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. We have no new business, so we'll move on to claims.
Make a motion to pay the claims in the amount of $301,484.53.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, pay the claims in the amount of $301,484.53. Question?
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And the claims are approved by a vote of 7-0. Does anybody have anything on the miscellaneous? First up, large item drop-off is the 22nd and 29th of this month for city residents. The public is again donating their service to let our residents drop their large items off at no charge to the city. So, one thing is you have to call yourself. That will be the 22nd and 29th from 8 to 11:30. These are both Saturdays. Next is there is a list out for flu shots for city employees. It's a free flu shot. City provides those. Next, on our paving, you know, we have the matching dollars, $1.6 million total. We're going to spend a bid come in at $1,377,000 or something, $253,000 less than we were expecting. So we've got back with NDOT and they've agreed that we can put that money towards sidewalks in those paving projects. So we will be doing that. And then ordinance 44-2016 that you tabled, that is dealing with the Riverwalk. Hopefully that will be completed here in the next couple weeks. We'll have a ribbon cutting the 28th. And I thought we'd get with President Rose to see if we'll take some of your promotion to city money and put it towards landscaping. That's all I've done. Okay, so then we get the motion to adjourn.
Over.
We are adjourned.